Well, me over here, I'm not going to gloat.
Yeah, right.
Nope. In Boston last night.
Celtics win at 131 to 92. And something we rarely see, maybe we've never seen, a Gatorade bath for an NBA coach. That kind of night for the Celtics. Kevin Garnett kisses a leprechaun at center court.
Kissing a leprechaun because Kevin Garnett was feeling very happy last night. Cheers and hollers after the Celtics won the NBA championship for the first time in 22 years. For Bostonians, the Celtics joined the Red Sox and the New England Patriots as recent world champions. Amid the celebrations is a glowing sense of pride. I'm feeling a little bit myself that finally the NBA title has returned
to
its rightful home. Richard Johnson, it's a great day to be a Bostonian, huh?
It is, even on about 3 hours sleep.
Richard, can you talk about what this means to Boston to bring home the title again?
Well, it's sort of the restoration of the crown. There's been trophy has been in exile for 22 years, and it's back home again. The only thing missing last night was one Arnold Red Auerbach.
Richard Johnson, I should say, is the curator for the Boston Sports Museum, which is located in the Boston Garden.
Yes, indeed.
And so have they sent you the ball yet?
No, but I'm making some phone calls this morning. I didn't make any beforehand because I'm very superstitious and I didn't want to do anything to jinx them.
All right, let's talk about the tradition in Boston. You're talking about hardcore fans. They don't tend to be fair weather fans. They root for their team when they're up and when they're down. And this was a real bringing together of some of the traditional figures. Talk about who was at the game.
Oh, my Lord. Havlicek and Russell, JoJo White, ML Carr, and Danny Ainge, of course, the architect of this year's championship, was a member of two of them himself as a player. Not only were the alumni in the building, but I think the ghosts were there, too.
So, Richard, what's wrong? You couldn't find any real celebrities? What's the problem? You know what I mean?
Well, it's sort of the difference between pyrite and gold, and last I checked, we had the gold here, not the fool's gold.
That's a good answer.
You can't handle the truth.
You guys are making jokes about who would have been in the L.A. audience had
Very
the game
different.
Been L.A.
Yeah.
and the Lakers had won. You
well, Magic been
talking
Johnson
about
would
lots
have been
of
there.
Celebrities.
Magic Johnson would have been there if the Lakers had won. But anyway, Richard, that's amazing the difference between the character in the Boston Garden and virtually anywhere else on the basketball court in the NBA.
Yeah, although I must say, in New York, there will be a similar celebration at some point. I couldn't tell you when. I don't have that crystal ball. But the fact is that it means a lot here because every day you're in the building, you look up, and there were those 16 flags flying there, almost as sort of a challenge to everyone in the building, not just the team, but, you know, standards were not being lived up to for a while, And this ownership group now that's been in for about half a dozen years had both the foresight and maybe some would say the hubris to name their corporate entity Banners 17. Well,
they could do no wrong this year.
It's being stitched right now as we're speaking.
Richard Johnson, curator of the Boston Sports Museum. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm not gloating, though.
Yeah, and his prediction of the Knicks having a similar celebration, maybe in the next century. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Send us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Pioneering women, that's what we're talking about today. We're on YouTube, iTunes, and Facebook. And if you missed anything, we've got a podcast, thetakeaway.org.